I almost called Tim Stearns Brian in that segment because I knew I was going to be chatting next with Brian Gordon. Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, John. How are you doing there?
Doing great. Gordon Associates, you do long-term care insurance. We've been talking about it a lot here on WGN the last couple months. Do you mind if I sum up your business for you in 1 minute and make sure that I got it all right?
Absolutely.
So it won't take a minute. But basically, you guys sort through all sorts of different long-term care insurance plans. I'm sure there's so many of them. You work with the client that calls you. You pick a couple great options for them or options that you think might work for them. So instead of 1,000, they're looking at, I don't know how many, a handful. They pick one, and you get paid by the insurance company they pick, and you give a variety of different options. You're not showing favoritism, but that's how you essentially get paid. And then years later, you are also there to help make sure they get what they deserve in terms of their claims, et cetera, et cetera.
That is correct, yes.
It almost sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, well, we try, as my dad started the business 50 years ago, and my brother-in-law, Peter, Florica, and myself, what we want to do is treat people how we want to be treated when we're looking for something that we don't really understand and don't really know all the different moving parts and what's important and what's not important. So that's kind of how we run our business and make sure people are well taken care of.
Love it. You guys have been doing it for half a century and hopefully for many, many more years to come. So today we've been talking a little bit. Lisa Dent on the previous show was chatting about insurance rates going up, homeowners insurance, etc. For some reason, I just had it stuck in my brain that long-term care insurance was like maybe a term life insurance policy where you know what you're going to pay for the length of the term every month, and that's that. A texter texted in saying, oh my gosh, my long-term care insurance premium went up a lot. And then I said, we got to get Brian on here. So, Brian, which is it? Do long-term care insurance have plans that the premiums do go up every now and again or fairly often?
So I can answer that question yes and no.
Okay.
Earlier on in my career, I would say the first probably 8 to 10, 12 years, we did a lot more of the traditional long-term care insurance where even if you did a 10-pay and got it paid up, you still needed a budget for potential rate increases with most carriers. So most people that are experience rate increases do have traditional long-term care. To back that up a little bit, the one thing that we have always done since the day I started in this business was the big problem that our industry has done is they have not warned people ahead of time that you need to budget for future rate increases. And that's one of the biggest issues that we have really found with a lot of these older generations of plans.
Is there are there any regulations in terms of how much it can go up, or is it willy-nilly, or is it all lined up in the terms that you sign of, hey, you're kind of at the will of healthcare costs and what needs to happen?
So the companies do need to justify and show the departments of insurance in the states, you know, what their loss ratios are, and, you know, if they're over a certain amount of the loss ratios, the carriers can put a rate increase in place. We've seen carriers ask for rate increases. We've seen departments of insurance push back on some of those increases and not allow them to push that big of an increase through. And then we've seen some states and some carriers that have pushed through some pretty large increases on the plans. And that's why more policies today that we're working with, we do have more guaranteed premiums, more set it and forget it, where people can say, hey, we can afford $400 or $500 a month between the two of us for the next 15, 20 years. What can we do? And that's something that we can accomplish with people today that we really could not do really earlier in our careers.
Ah, so that could be something as a new client of yours, a new customer says, look, I want to pay this much. I want it to be set it and forget it. Find me plans that work around that. And then that's kind of where you guys go to work, finding those plans.
Correct. And that's part of why when Peter and I show people different options, we will show them some traditional, and we will show them the hybrid plans. And then we have conversations with them, and we talk advantage and disadvantage of each of the plans, because no matter what anyone looks at, there's always an advantage and disadvantage of what we show them.
Right. Like maybe some of the set it or forget it, you're paying a little bit more for that set it and forget it, but you're getting the peace of mind knowing that you pay what you pay and you're going to get what you get.
Right. And people today like the idea with kind of the set it and forget it with the hybrid policies, because they like the idea that their families can get a death benefit back or some type of a return of a benefit if they don't use the long-term care policies. And a lot of people have it stuck in their head for some reason, long-term care insurance, for some reason, people can't get over the fact of that they don't want to use our insurance. But everybody always asks the example, well, what if I don't use it? And we always say it's good if you don't have to use it. That means nothing bad happened on last stage of your life, basically, right?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be sitting there being like, you know, I've lived a really healthy life, but darn it, I didn't use this insurance. I think you'll be happy for the former and really not care about the latter. I got about a minute left here, Brian. I just the myth that I always wonder is there an age too young to buy long-term care insurance, or is there an age too old to buy long-term care insurance?
I mean, the younger people are, unless they've done a really good job of saving and thinking of retirement and have done extremely well in their 30s, a lot of people are not looking at that age. But we do have clients that do call us in their 30s who are in the healthcare field or have experienced it with their parents. So we think that it's not so much the age, it's where you financially are in life and when someone can actually afford and it makes sense to them. On the other side of it, you know, over age 80, there are more limited options out there. There are some options that we could take a look at for people, but they're definitely going to be more expensive. We're usually working with people roughly ages, early 40s to, even like mid 70s. We do get a lot of calls from people. And they got to make sure if it fits in their budget or not, or if it's something that fits into their plan. And that's how we help people make decisions one way or another.
312 texted, and I bought my long-term care policies from Brian 15 years ago. I did the plan where I paid it off in 10 years. So, yeah, there's probably some that have a 10-year option or some sort of option to pay it off, huh?
Yes, yeah. Even the traditional plans, we were always showing people the options to do that. And I have a lot of people that are kicking themselves in the rear end saying, hey, I should have got that more expensive premium back then.
Last question. Can I use my HSA to pay a premium for long-term care insurance?
You can use an age-based portion of that premium. And if you Googled, the tax-deductible long-term care premium for 2025, it'll tell you what you could take out of your HSA from there.
Okay. Brian, we got to have you on again soon. Thanks for coming on last minute and answering my questions. I appreciate it. Okay. BestLTCPlan.com. What number do you want people calling, Brian?
They can give us a call either on our local number, 847-940-8866, or even our 800 number, which is 800-533-6242.
I'll give out those numbers again in just a little bit. Brian, as always, take care, all right?
Thanks for having me, John. You too. Take it easy.